Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Greetings from the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development, and welcome once again all students, parents, guardians, and listeners all throughout the Solomon Islands to another junior secondary school homeschool radio session. For this session, here in the studios, we have
Georgina Peter,
Adrian Dorvia,
and myself, Rose Paya. For today's session, we will be summarizing our topic, growing food for health, self-reliance, and food security.
Thank you, Rose. To summarize the topic, growing food for health, self-reliance, and food security, we will take you through the acrostic poem on photosynthesis. I hope you remember the acrostic poem that we have delivered during our fourth and fifth session. We choose to use the acrostic poem to conclude because the poem has included well all the key facts and key messages on the main topic. Like in each letter of the word photosynthesis, it expresses a key message. So, each of us will take you through the acrostic poem and briefly explain each one. So students, are you ready? Let us begin with the acrostic poem in the word photosynthesis. Photosynthesis, P stands for plants produce healthy food as producers in our environment. In this, it talks about the production of food by plants in the process of photosynthesis. And this process of photosynthesis, it refers to it as a living process where it supports life in terms of providing food for the plant, providing oxygen for animal, and it also relates as well with our environment or our surroundings.
Thank you, Adrian. Let us continue. So the second letter in the photosynthesis is H. H stands for healthy food is important for healthy living and life. Students, if you have been listening to our previous sessions, we have talked about growing food, mainly emphasized on our local foods. So healthy food here, we are referring to our local or locally grown foods. This is very important, students, because in the Solomon Islands, we have a high rate of non-communicable diseases. This is a result of eating more processed food than the locally grown foods.
Thank you, Rose. In addition to food, plants produce a very, very important gas in the atmosphere. It begins with letter O. In this acrostic poem, letter O in the word photosynthesis stands for oxygen. Oxygen is the gas, and it is the byproduct of the photosynthesis process. You learn in science where oxygen comes from, don't you, students? It is byproduct of the photosynthesis process, and it is given out by plants. Plants that we see around us growing in our gardens, in our backyards, in our forest, and everywhere. Oxygen comes out of plants through the process of photosynthesis. You know, in that equation that you learn about photosynthesis, water and carbon dioxide are combined to produce that oxygen that we breathe. The plants produce that oxygen together with the food or the glucose that you learn about. So what does this mean for us, students? What does it mean when plants produce oxygen? It means plants are very, very important. They play a very important part or role in our lives. Therefore, we must take care of trees, take care of plants, food trees that we grow in our gardens, that we see in our forest, that we see in our backyards and everywhere around us. They are the producers of oxygen, so they are very important. So we need to do our part for the plants.
Thank you, Gina. Our next letter in the word photosynthesis is the letter T, which stands for, through leaves, food is manufactured and transported to all parts of the plant. Again, T, through leaves, food is manufactured and transported to all parts of the plants. There are two important things I'd like to highlight here. One is the leaves, and two, transportation of food. The question here some of you might raise is, what is so important about leaves? I'd like to mention here, like, leaves are the food factories of plants. Why we label it as the food factory? Simply because the process of photosynthesis actually took place in the leaves. That's why we call it as a food factory in plants. Secondly, after the food is being processed, during the process of photosynthesis, those food, which we call it glucose, is being transported to all parts of the plant for its normal function. I think that is where this idea, through leaves, food is manufactured and transported to all parts of the plant, comes out.
Our next letter is O. O stands for our life and our breathing system depends on oxygen. Students, as you have already heard from Georgina, oxygen is very important and it is given out by the plants, and we human beings take that in or we breathe it in. Therefore, if our life and our breathing system depends on oxygen, then we must be thinking about it very seriously. We must learn to preserve and to say no to logging and plant more trees. We must not overharvest our forest. Think of the future of our children and of our country, Solomon Islands.
Thank you, Rose. That's important. We must be mindful of the environment. The next letters in our acrostic poem are letter Y and letter T. But before we go on to that, Adrian, your next letter after Rose was S. Can you explain what S is?
Thank you, Gina. S stands for sugar or glucose, which is the main product of photosynthesis. The process of photosynthesis has a main product. In fact, there are two. The main products of photosynthesis are, one, the glucose, and secondly, the oxygen. This glucose are produced during the process of photosynthesis and is stored in plants. And the oxygen is produced in a form of gas and it's released in the air. And that is what we enjoy, breathing our fresh air in our environment.
Thank you. Yes, as I've said, after that letter S in the acrostic, you have the letters Y and T. I'm excited, students out there. I'm so excited. Letter Y stands for yam. Yam is an example of a healthy source of energy food we eat, or you eat in your villages. And it is a byproduct of the photosynthesis process in plants. Before I explain that, letter T begins or stands for tomatoes. Tomatoes are protective foods, aren't they? They protect us from sickness. They're good for our eyesight to defend us from sickness that causes eye blindness and eyes to go bad. They are byproducts of photosynthesis, the tomatoes that we grow in our gardens. So altogether, yam and tomatoes are good examples of the locally grown food that we find in our homes, in our gardens, and even in the markets that we see every day. But wait, how many of us love to eat yam or hate to eat tomatoes? The message, the key message from photosynthesis, good listeners, is these are the best food for Solomon Islands. And so what do we need to say here? We can recreate the menus that we eat. We can do something beautiful and delicious about the food that we eat, so it becomes attractive. And the way to do that, listeners, is to follow very healthy recipes that are available. One of the recipes that I'm going to talk to you about is called yam salad. The yam salad, mind you, is made up of yam and tomatoes combined with peanuts. Yam is an energy food, isn't it? Tomatoes are protective foods. And the peanut is the protein, according to your home economics and health and science knowledge. And when you add those three, they become a healthy recipe. So if you think this is the first time you have heard of this, listen, because I'm going to give you the ingredients. Ingredients are not just made up of yam and tomatoes, but you have to have the right quantities. For two people or two serves of the yam salad, this is what you need. You can write it down if you wish. One medium yam. Medium means not too small, not too large. You go to the market and choose one medium yam. The second ingredient, 2 cups of water. 2 cups of water is sufficient for your yam salad. 3 ingredient, 2 large tomatoes. Not the small ones in the heaps, 2 large tomatoes that you see in the market. And then the last ingredient, a handful of peanuts. A handful of peanuts is equivalent to a $5 heap of peanuts that you see in the market, or $3. That's sufficient for 2 serves or a yam salad for 2 people. I repeat, 1 medium yam, 2 cups of water, 2 large tomatoes, and a handful of peanuts. Let's move on. Your instructions or the method that you must follow to have your yam salad done are as follows. Number 1, peel the yam, P-E-E-L, peel the yam. Secondly, cut the yam into cubes. The cubes must be measured with 1 centimeter by 1, yeah? Small enough to make them cook easily in the pot. Cut the yam into cubes, C-U-B-E-S, cubes. Number 3, instruction or method, fill a pot with 2 cups of water and put the yam in the pot. Fill a pot with 2 cups of water and put the yam in the pot. Number 4, instruction or method, add a pinch of salt if you wish. Add a pinch of salt if you wish. A pinch of salt is when you put your pointer finger and thumb together, press it deep into your container of salt and take it out. That's a pinch of salt. Okay. Number 5 instruction, put the pot over a fire until cooked. Put the pot over a fire until cooked. Number 6, remove peanut shells and place peanut into a bowl. Remove peanut shells and place a peanut into a bowl. Not too big, not too small, a bowl or saucer we call in Pidgin that you find in your kitchen. That is where you mix your peanut and your yam. Next, wash tomatoes and place in a bowl. Wash tomatoes and place in a bowl. Number 8 instruction. When yam is cooked, mix yam and peanuts in a bowl. When yam is cooked, mix yam and peanuts in a bowl. Number 9 instruction or method. Chop and add the tomatoes. You can decide how big or how small your tomatoes are, but make sure they mix well with that cube of yam and those little peanuts, okay? So they're not too big for you to scoop out of the bowl, just reasonable size. Chop and add the tomatoes. And finally, listeners, guess what? When that is done, everything is in the bowl. Your yam, your tomatoes are now mixed, okay? So the number 10 instruction is serve while it is fresh. I can imagine that. Serve while it is fresh. I can repeat that one more time. Peel the yam, cut into cubes, fill a pot with 2 cups of water and put them in the pot. Add a pinch of salt if you wish. Put the pot over a fire until cooked. Remove peanut shells and place peanut into a bowl. Wash tomatoes and place in a bowl. When yam is cooked, mix yam and peanuts in a bowl. Chop and add your tomatoes. And there you have your yummy yam salad. I really think this is yummy and the best and the newest way I could imagine a locally grown food recipe. Don't you think that is really yummy, Rose?
Of course, Gina. That sounds really yummy.
Yummy. I can't wait. But have you tried this recipe before?
I did. In fact, those ingredients in the yam recipe are my favorite foods. And I can't wait to have that.
Imagine.
Right. So, as you have heard from Gina, that recipe that she has just talked about, it is truly a nutritious one. So the next letter of the photosynthesis that I'm going to explain about is H. H stands for homegrown food is nutritious. So grow your own food. Now if we look at the yam salad, it is made up of yam, tomatoes and peanuts. These foods can easily be grown at our backyard or in our food gardens. And they are nutritious and they are good for us, good for our health. Students, listeners, parents, our local foods are nutritious. So therefore, we must think about what we eat very carefully, especially now we have a lot of junk foods and processed foods in the shops. So students, if you are, or if I am, eating too much of noodles, we must try to put a stop to this. Why? Because they are not nutritious food, like our locally grown foods. As you have heard from the yam salad, and also there are more. You know, the foods that we have, that we are grown locally, vegetables and fruits, those are nutritious. So once again, students, H stands for homegrown food is nutritious. So grow your own food. There's nothing that can beat what you grow in your garden. Let us be willing and be mindful of our health.
Thank you, Rose. That's very true, students, what Rose has elaborated on. And I'm going to lead you into another next letter from the word photosynthesis, letter E. E stands for energy from the sun is trapped by a green pigment called chlorophyll. Right, students, if you look around our environment, you will see a lot of our plants has green leaves. That can tell us that all green plants contains chlorophyll. And the role of the chlorophyll in the process of photosynthesis is to trap sunlight. And then it converts the carbon dioxide and water as raw material in the process to produce glucose and oxygen. So the chlorophyll has played a very important role in the process of photosynthesis by trapping the sunlight. And then it converts those raw material to produce glucose and oxygen. Let me continue on to the next letter, which is letter S. Similar to energy, letter S stands for sunlight as a source of energy for plants is readily available in Solomon Island. That simply means here in Solomon Island, we are so blessed that we have sunlight readily available every now and then. Next to that is energy. It says sunlight as a source of energy. All plants, they source energy through sunlight. And one could ask, what is energy? Let me just explain a bit. Energy is the ability or the capacity to do work. So in here, plant needs energy, especially when it converts the raw material to produce glucose. There is energy needed. So here we mean energy from the sun, which was greatly needed by all plants. Chlorophyll from the plant traps the energy, converts to glucose and oxygen. And next one is letter I in the word photosynthesis. I stands for, in this inclusive food making process, all living things can survive. This is to say that the process of photosynthesis is a living process. Without photosynthesis, we cannot have oxygen. The oxygen that we enjoy, breathing fresh air within our environment, it is produced through the process of photosynthesis. And then animals, we are not able to live. Animals, including human beings. Scientifically, when we talk about animal, that includes human being. And human being produces carbon dioxide as a waste gas. And that is greatly needed by plants in the process of photosynthesis. So we need each other, the plants, our environment, and all the living organisms within our environment. We need each other in order to sustain our living.
Thank you, Adrian. That is a powerful message, isn't it? Good listeners of Solomon Islands, that is the last letter of the acrostic poem on the word or the most important process in the environment, the food-making process, photosynthesis. So what is left with us is letter S. Letter S says, students of Solomon Islands, including parents and listeners out there, you have heard and you have learned. You have got the knowledge about photosynthesis. So share it. Send this message to all people that you know, members of your family and community. We encourage you to share the message of photosynthesis because it's a life-giving process in plants. The knowledge that we have, we must share it so that others too can benefit and our nation Solomon Islands can be blessed. Thank you.
Thanks, Gina. Just to add on or emphasize again what Adrian had explained under the letter I. The letter I stands for, in this inclusive food-making process, all living things can survive. This line in the poem seems to sum up the message of photosynthesis and the importance of growing and caring for plants. This is very important for the survival of all living things, including you and I, students. This is made possible through the mercy and grace of our Almighty God, our Creator, who puts us as caretakers or stewards of His creation on this earth. Therefore, students, listeners, parents, this is very important. The messages that you have heard from this lesson, they are important for our daily lives. So to conclude, we are going to read the poem.
Thank you, Rose. We will go through the acrostic poem once again. And I will start us off with the acrostic poem on photosynthesis. P stands for plants produce healthy food as producers in our environment.
H stands for healthy food is important for healthy living and life.
O stands for oxygen is the byproduct of the photosynthesis process.
T stands for through leaves, food is manufactured and transported to all parts of the plants.
O stands for our life and our breathing system depends on oxygen.
S stands for sugar or glucose is the main product of photosynthesis.
Y stands for yam is an example of a healthy source of energy food we eat, which is also a byproduct of photosynthesis. T stands for tomatoes are protective foods, good for our eyesight, and they are byproducts of photosynthesis.
H stands for homegrown food is nutritious, so grow your own food.
E stands for energy from the sun is trapped by a green pigment called chlorophyll. S stands for sunlight as a source of energy for plants is readily available in Solomon Islands. I stands for in this inclusive food making process, all living things can survive.
S stands for students all throughout Solomon Islands, say the word photosynthesis aloud, share it, and send the message to all members of your family and community.
Thank you. So parents, students, listeners, all throughout the Solomon Islands, we have now come to the end of this session. We do hope you have received some key messages today to help you in your life. So we say thank you and we wish you the best and God's blessings. So from us,
Adrian Dorovia,
Georgina Peter,
and Rose Paya, we say goodbye for now.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.